Welcome to episode 1251 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Jesus was no stranger to crowds. In fact, by the time we reach Luke 8, the pressure of popularity is mounting. The sick are reaching for healing. The religious leaders are watching with suspicion. The disciples are learning by immersion. And in the middle of it all, Jesus chooses to tell a story. Not about law or judgment or even love directly, but about a farmer, some seed, and four kinds of soil. What seems like an earthy tale of agriculture turns out to be a profound window into the human heart, the ministry of Jesus, and the spiritual dynamic that determines fruitful or fruitless faith.
A farmer went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear.
By the time Jesus tells this parable, especially in Matthew 13, the most detailed version, his popularity is surging, but so is opposition, especially from the Pharisees and religious elites. In the preceding chapters, Jesus has healed on the Sabbath. He has cast out demons, causing accusations of being aligned with Beelzebul. He has clashed with religious leaders about traditions. He has experienced rejection from his own hometown and family. Thus, the crowds are large, but the spiritual soil is mixed. Some come in curiosity, some come in hope, some come with resistance. Many hear, but few understand.
That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him.
Jesus tells the parable of the sower as the first in a series of seven parables in Matthew 13, all centered on the kingdom of heaven. This signals a transition in Jesus' teaching style. The disciples even ask, "Why do you speak to the people in parables?" Jesus responds that the parables both reveal and conceal. They reveal truth to the humble, open-hearted listeners. They conceal truth from those who are spiritually hardened or proud.
Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand.
This parable becomes a key to understanding all parables. If you don't understand how people receive the word, you won't understand the fruitfulness or frustration of gospel ministry. Interestingly, this parable is also autobiographical for Jesus. He is the sower, proclaiming the message. The different soils represent how people are responding to him. So it's a commentary on his own ministry results. Jesus describes four types of ground. The first is the path, compacted, resistant, where birds snatch the seed before it sinks in. The second is rocky ground, shallow, emotional, lacking depth, where initial growth withers under heat. The third is thorny ground, crowded, anxious, where weeds of wealth and worry choke out life. The fourth is good soil. Open, receptive, fruitful, producing a harvest of 30, 60, even 100-fold. The key detail? The seed is the same in every scenario. The difference isn't the sower or the seed, it's the soil, the condition of the heart. Jesus' own interpretation is startlingly direct. The seed is the word of God. The soil is the human heart. And what matters most is how you hear.
Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear.
Let's break it down. The path represents the hardened heart. This is the person whose heart has been trampled by life, disappointed, cynical, unreceptive. The seed can't even get in. Maybe it's because of past wounds, or pride, or distraction. Satan steals the word before it takes root. Is your heart hardened by skepticism or sorrow? Has the word of God been bouncing off your surface, unable to sink in? The rocky ground represents the shallow heart. This person responds emotionally, perhaps at a church service, a retreat, a moment of desperation. But without depth, the faith withers under pressure. Trouble or persecution burns up what was never rooted. Are you riding the waves of feeling without putting down roots in scripture, community, and disciplined prayer? The thorny ground represents the divided heart. This person is receptive, but crowded. There's competition, worries, riches, pleasures. The word is heard but not prioritized. The result? No maturity, no fruit. What's choking out your faith? Are you more focused on achievement, success, or comfort than obedience? The good soil represents the receptive heart. This is the heart that hears, understands, retains, and perseveres. Not perfect, but postured toward God. This heart bears fruit. A life that impacts others, glorifies God, and multiplies love. Is your heart open to the word? Are you cultivating time, space, and stillness to receive deeply? Here's a surprising truth. In ancient farming, seed was precious. It wasn't scattered carelessly, but this sower tosses it everywhere, on all kinds of soil. What kind of farmer does that? A generous one, a hopeful one, a sower who believes in the potential of every heart. Jesus, the sower, scatters the word broadly, even knowing some will reject it. He sows on hard hearts and hopeful ones. He knows a seed, given time and rain, can break even through stone. Jesus doesn't prejudge the soil. He just keeps sowing. One of the beautiful aspects of this parable is that the good soil doesn't just grow. It multiplies 30, 60, 100-fold. That's supernatural abundance. It's what happens when God's word is embraced with humility and acted upon with faith. But fruitfulness doesn't happen overnight. Growth takes time. And sometimes God is tilling your soil before he plants the next seed. Sometimes he's pulling weeds. Sometimes he's softening hard ground. Trust the process. God isn't just looking for believers. He's cultivating fruit bearers. Let's get deep. This parable isn't just about the hearer. It's also a window into the heart of the speaker, Jesus himself. Jesus is a patient sower. He knows the risks. He sees the rejection. And still, he sows generously, not selectively. He does not just sow into good people. He sows into broken, distracted, shallow, skeptical hearts. His love doesn't discriminate. This reveals a savior who never gives up on anyone. Jesus respects human freedom. He doesn't force fruit. He sows the word, but he allows each heart to respond freely. This parable honors the mystery of human agency. God initiates, but we must receive. This reveals a king who rules by invitation, not imposition. Jesus defines his mission by fruit, not fame. Jesus isn't impressed by crowds. The masses were listening, but Jesus knew most of them wouldn't stick around. Still, he preached. Why? Because he wasn't looking for admiration. He was looking for transformation. This reveals a teacher who cares more about deep roots than shallow hype. Jesus calls us to understand spiritual resistance. In the parable, there's a thief, the devil, pressure, persecution, distraction, worries and riches, and barrenness, no fruit. Jesus is telling us spiritual growth is a battle. This reveals a shepherd who equips his sheep for the real struggles of faith. If you want to grow, bear fruit, and thrive in Christ, here are four ways to become good soil. Break up the hard ground. Ask God to soften the hard places in your heart. Repent. Forgive. Let go. Let the Spirit plow through pride or pain that's made you unreceptive. Try this. Begin each day with these words. Speak, Lord, I'm listening. Pull out the weeds. Identify distractions. What's choking your spiritual life? What habits or desires are crowding out your growth? Eliminate the unnecessary so the essential can thrive. Try this. Fast from one thing that competes for your attention this week. Dig deep roots. Don't settle for surface-level faith. Go deeper in scripture. Connect with a small group. Pray even when you don't feel like it. Root yourself in community and truth. Try this. Memorize one verse this week and reflect on it daily. Practice patience. Trust God's timeline. Growth is slow, but fruit will come. Stay faithful. Keep showing up. Keep receiving. Keep obeying. Try this. Journal one way God is working in you, even if it's invisible. The parable of the sower is not just a story about farming. It's not just a story about soil. It's a story about your soul and about a savior who never stops sowing. Every time you hear the word of God, a seed is being planted. And you get to decide, will it stay on the surface or will it take root? Let this truth ring deep from James 1:21. The word planted in you can save your soul. The question isn't, is God speaking? The question is, are you listening? Father, prepare the soil of our hearts so your word may take root and grow. Remove every distraction, hardness, and fear that keeps us from fully receiving you. Help us to trust in your timing, to grow deep roots in your truth, and to bear fruit that brings you glory. Let our lives reflect the beauty of your kingdom and the power of your grace. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.